Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, it's that time again for Success Recipes. We've got your recipe for success in business and living, and I'm your host, Lori Wolf. We are live. Hope wherever you are, you're staying warm and safe. It's an amazing day today. Glad that you're joining us. We're going to be talking today about social media networking for entrepreneurs who are promoting their businesses that happen to be in the service industry. And so helping me today with this very important topic is Ira Kornberg of IRA Electric. So welcome to the show, Ira.
Thank you, Lori. Thank you for having me, and I hope we're going to have fun with our listeners today.
Oh, we always do. Please help our listeners learn. Well, we'll start with you and being in the service industry, a little bit about your specialty and how long you've been in it and kind of what you bring to the table.
I've been in business for 30 years. I go after some of the hardest challenging situations associated to electrical needs, commercial, residential, industrial. I've had a vast variety of experience in a lot of different electrical situations.
Oh, that is amazing. So today our topic is really going to be talking about how the folks in the service industry ultimately tap into social networking. And I think as we get into that topic, we really should start to say by the fact that, you know, you're doing a product and a service, you want to be able to have people know about what you do, and that's marketing. And, you know, as we've evolved over the 30 years that you're in business, really it's just that the ways that we market's changed a little, but I guess it always comes back down to also, no matter what the format is, being connected with other people who can recommend your services and know about what you have to offer. And so I know that you also do a lot of networking that is not connected to the computer because, you know, 30 years ago, obviously that wasn't really the way to go out there and expand your reach was online. So talk about, you know, how the networking has evolved for you and what you do that is, you know, special, and then we'll move into the social networking, how we're bringing in the computer.
Thank you, Lori. Yeah, it has changed quite a bit. 30 years ago, you did word of mouth. You put your advertising on the back of restaurant flyers, or pretty much you were in one of the major phone books. That was how you were received. Today's type of media observation is based on the computer, and people will not click 2-3 pages back. They'll log into their computer, they'll go into their search engine, and just in Palm Beach County, we're calling from West Palm Beach, Florida, you got 436 other licensed electrical contractors. What's nice about the social media stuff that we're doing is the fact that they get to meet me. So when I'm going and I'm going to a networking meeting, they get a chance to see who Ira is and what he has to offer. So when they call, they're not just logging onto a computer and seeing 3-4 different companies that have been in business for 5, 10, 15, or 30 years. They get to ask me questions. But the strongest thing that I have gotten with the social media networking is the recommendations. I get accolades at a lot of these networking events, and that's my best advertising. Somebody comes to a networking group and they say, I use Ira to do an electrical job for me. I mean, I can't ask for a better reference than that.
Right, the referral and the recommendation. And I think then as we transition to having to add other tools for marketing, which we now said involves, you know, the we say computer, but online. It's not only online where people are, it used to be they go online, we said computer, right? It'd be on their desk, they'd have a computer, and then a lot more people were using, you know, laptops and being, you know, mobile and getting around. And then now,
yes,
over the last, I'm going to say a few years, it's started to make an additional shift to other devices that are mobile, like tablets and mobile phones. And what's interesting about that, it's like, okay, now you have more channels that you have to get your message out. And so you really have to think about a well-rounded picture of how you're going to present yourself in the marketplace. And it's sort of like the having this social networking could take the recommendation that you got in person at a networking meeting, and it could actually bring that recommendation now online and into people's mobile devices. It could be done as easily with an article that you post online. And in that article, talking about the methods by which you social network and build a business and a reputation and do marketing, and the article or the blog, if I may, and most of our listeners, I'm sure, understand the idea of what a blog is, you know, blog being kind of, you know, shorter, typically shorter content than a complete article and these small posts. But then you could take the recommendation and talk about it in your article, or you could talk about it in your blog. And then you can take those blogs and articles and post them on multiple sites, thereby almost like putting them in, you know, directories, and you can expand your reach. Then even with sites like Twitter, which is about short messages, if I was having a conversation with you and I posted about, you know, Ira Kornberg, electrician, you know, getting all these recommendations and, you know, doing amazing work here in South Florida, you should definitely think about him for your projects anywhere in the world. You know, he's amazing. And I post a tweet like that, send it out some more, calling it retweeting, right? We have to work with those tools. All of a sudden, it could be so many thousands of people got that simple message that Ira Kornberg, IRA Electric, is an amazing electrician. And I call it OPEC, other people's energy and contacts. And you allow people to help support you and to spread the message about your products and services. Now, of course, if they're not good, if somebody has something that's not good, you stand the chance that they're going to spread that too. And I think bad news probably spreads quicker than good news. But for the really hardworking service person, they have to say, look, maybe this is not the pathway that I've been used to of having to go online and having to participate online, because I'm used to participating with people in person. But I would say if there's over 400 electricians, if your competition is working online and you've completely ignored it, they probably will get more jobs. You know,
yes.
It's that way.
I think you hit a good point of where our future is going with technology, with the blogs, and it doesn't matter what industry or what type of service that you provide. The fact that you're making an extra connection by not just listing who you are, where you are, you're bringing a little more personability to your presentation by sharing information with people.
Absolutely. And it was interesting. I've been meeting with people of all different service categories recently, and we've had a lot of AM social media networking where we get together in places that have Wi-Fi. I mean, Starbucks, it could be a Starbucks, and there's usually not too many places to sit in Starbucks because everybody's going to Starbucks, right? They want their morning coffee, or a Dunkin' Donuts early morning. It could be McDonald's. We've gravitated to places, you know, like the Panera, like a Panera Bread or QJ's, where there's a Wi-Fi so that, you know, people can have a little something to eat and, you know, that kind of, you know, more room. There's enough tables for people versus, you know, not a lot of tables because everybody's, it's like a rush hour early in the morning, everybody getting their morning fix for their coffee. Not that the breakfast places don't get busy, but, you know, we've done these early sunrise social networking, 6:30 and 7 and 7:30 in the morning. And the basic point was to get up, get out of bed, and even if we really didn't want to get up that early, is to get things moving and cause momentum. And it's make that snowball start to happen. So, you know, as people are following our morning sunrise social networking, I've encouraged people to take a path and get on some other sites that is not what everybody is just talking about all the time. You know, you hear Facebook, like, who doesn't, if you haven't heard the word Facebook, you know, I mean, I'm not sure that you'd be on the planet with, you know, 1.8 billion users. I don't know how you'd not know the word Facebook. Whether or not you're a regular, you'd have to have heard of the word. And, you know, people have heard Twitter. And it was interesting. I spoke to a group of college students, And I went in there, and they were providing services in the creative field, the graphic arts, the, you know, the animation, the digital. And they were awesome, and they were saying that, you know, Facebook was the place that they were more often. They weren't really a lot on Twitter from the younger set, you know, maybe that millennial kind of age, the 18 to the 30. And they say that on Twitter, the fastest growing segment of users is the 55 to 64 age bracket. And those are the people, believe it or not, that have most of them, typically an awful lot of, well, they've got life experience, right? They're 55 to 65 years old, or 64 plus, and they have life experience and they have work and business experience, you know? And now they're saying, listen, we got it. We you know, these our kids are not going to compete with us with business experience. They may be able to get a jump on us on the technology and jump out there and cause things to happen and get people's attention. But when you put, you know, if you put an electrician side by side and you put the millennial, our kids, and, you know, just starting out in the electric or somebody that's got 30 years, I mean, the chances are the person that really has the experience, they're going to go in there, and I think they have that shot, you know, an advantage in the business world. But then now they got to catch up with the social media. So I'd encourage people to go and try platforms that you're not used to trying. Forget about what your friends are doing. Go in some different directions and add some new tools to your tool belt. And we've gone and we've tried things like about.me. And we found that by posting what we are as people and then connecting what we are for our business world in our About Me and then reaching out to people who would seem like they might be interested in what we do. So an electrician on About Me would want to reach out to people possibly in real estate or in architecture or in home, you know, interior type of, you know, design, in all sorts of, you know, even educators, but connecting with people in other area of arts so that they can get a very well-rounded, you know, opportunity to expand their horizons. They may want to connect with people and look for people in their own state if they want to do business, or their own, you know, region, you know, if they're looking for something more narrow, and their own city if they want to just do business in their own city. So kind of going down and narrowing the target of their focus to be able to say, who do I want to connect with? Who do I want to bring into my circle and my sphere of influence? And who could possibly help me to get my message out? And it's very interesting. You may be an electrician, and then you might post on About Me something that you do that goes beyond what your, you know, work as an electrician. So if you're an artist, if you are do some other crafts, then you might want to post those things that say, hey, you know, my 9 to 5, 9 to 9, maybe I'm an electrician, but I'm also this other artist. And then you're going to bring in people that are interested in you that also either are patrons of the arts or supporters of the arts or artists themselves. And guess what? If they love you and they need some electricity work, electric work done, now you have another reason why they've connected with you and they, you know like, trust you, and they want to give you business. So you're looking for that commonality. And I think that's important. Another site that I was just introduced to called Topsy, TOPSY.com. Now, in using things like hashtags, and for those people that don't understand, a hashtag looks like the pound sign right on your phone, Ira. Have you tried hashtags yet?
No, I'm new to this. You know, you're introducing me to what's going on with this new media technology. So what's going to be fun is, as your listeners listen in, they're going to watch us grow and see from where we started, where you've helped me to expand and get that wow factor on exposure.
Awesome. Well, there's some sites that will allow you to use this symbol, this hashtag symbol that you see like on your phone. And again, it looks like the pound, we call it the pound sign, or now hashtag. Now it's a hashtag, right? Because I guess pound sign wasn't like cool. So the hashtag is placed before what you might think of as a keyword. So I'm going to use you because you're obviously, as far as the example that we have here, let's talk a little bit about a service industry, some of these service industries, and let's say, you know, an electrician. And so an electrician is going to do work in a lot of different venues. So you could use hashtag electrician, which would allow you to be searched under sites like Twitter. And hashtag, if you use the hashtag when you created a post, a tweet is what they call it on Twitter, then, and the hashtag was before a word, that word, you can put that hashtag and that word in the search bar of Twitter, and it will show you all the people that have used that in their tweets. So you're like narrowing down the conversation around a certain keyword or target. So if I were you, I would come up with this list of 10 or 12 keywords that you would like to have and be in the middle of the conversation. So hashtag real estate would put you around people who are talking about real estate and would put you with your electric in the middle of conversations about real estate. Not a bad thing.
Wow.
Hashtag construction, right? Hashtag electric. I mean, hashtag property.
Panel upgrade.
It might be property renovation, right? I mean, you have
about,
to just think of
panel,
the shortest way pop keyword that would work for you. Can you? Is there anything that I'm not mentioning that all of a sudden jumps out at you and you're like, oh?
Yeah, like service upgrades.
There you go. Absolutely. You know, so basically, you try to find the things that would matter in your business. And we're having it's a little hard for me to hear. Sometimes when we do these online technical things and we get in different environments and we get these, you know, sound things. So thank you, listeners, for patience on our sound and the technical stuff here. So we want to be able to identify other people that could come into this conversation and attach on to these keywords, and it would interest them and connect them to us
as
well.
Appliance repair.
So that would be my conversation.
Appliance repair?
Yep. Go ahead.
Computer diagnostic?
Do you have a question, Ira?
With plumbers, hot water heater changeouts?
Yes, sure, absolutely. And I apologize again that I'm just having a really difficult time of hearing you. So
I'm sorry. That's a very good point of what happened. With today's technology, and we're going to give a tip out there to people, you need to back up your information on your phones. The reason that we may be having some technical difficulty is I dropped my phone yesterday, and I'm using a backup phone and trying to retrieve my information off of the phones. So,
wow.
Tip for today.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
So please share with your
listeners. Take further into this area of some of these sites that we can participate on. I was just going to tell you a little bit more about Topsy because we're talking about these keywords. And with the keywords, you can actually go on the site Topsy and do a search, and you can find the conversations that people are having out there using a keyword and find out that people who are really influencing that too. So, for again, using IRA Electric as an example, if I went on to Topsy, TOPSY.com, and put in electric or put in construction or put in real estate, you know, put in home building, you would be able to see the people that are really doing the most participating with their tweets in those categories. And then what you can do is you can do them a favor and get their attention, and you could read some of the tweets, and then you could retweet them, so send them back out again and give them some acknowledgement. You could also turn around and push the button where it's like a star and make it a favorite, and so then they would know that you favorited their tweet. You also could push the button that says reply, and it looks sort of like a little arrow going backwards under Twitter, and reply says, you reply to the person who made that tweet. And I recently replied to a music artist, and I said, wow, we should have a conversation about a particular subject. And he wrote back in another tweet to me, okay, let's start the conversation right now. And he just wanted to, you know, you can have these conversations right there on Twitter, right on the screen. Now, of course, if it's a private conversation that you don't want everybody to see and be able to read for the next, you know, 100 years, don't have the conversation right there on the screen, because it's going to be there on the screen and you'll be able to go back and review that. So I always, you know, caution people when you get out there on the social media, regardless, you know, just keep it business. Don't put your personal in the middle of your social media. I mean, that's almost like a misnomer. You know, keep it business. Understand that everything you do could be out there for 50 or 100 years or whatever it is, even 10 years or 5 years. And if something, you know, is not business, it's not professional, you're going to carry that with you, and people are going to point out to you. You know what I thought about you when we Googled you? You know, they're going to bring it up. And so I think that this world of social media and social networking, it puts a lot of responsibility on us to, as much as we could push a button very quickly, to really think before we contribute and push buttons and push stuff out there in the marketplace, because we're literally creating our own online brand, our own mobile brand. And think about also that you are a local person who is globally connected. So you're local in wherever you choose to live or to be, but you also have opportunities that by the fact that we are globally connected, your service industry job could, if you have the right skills and a passport and a desire, or just a desire to expand your reach, you're not limited to working in the city that you're living in. And this also opens up opportunities for people to connect and get those jobs in other places before they, you know, years ago, I guess if you wanted to do business in another place, well, way back, you probably got in a wagon and get, you know, and headed out east or west or wherever they went to go find some work or find some, you know, land to collect or somewhere to build. And you know, then over the years, later on, people got in cars and airplanes and went to other cities to be able to find, you know, different opportunities. But now, at the click of a mouse, you could let people know that you've got something to offer. Like this talk show today, when we end it, it's going to be archived. And archive means it's going to stay around. Now we can take that archive, which I'm going to encourage us to do, and we can start posting it in other places. By putting it in other places, literally, Ira, you can take this talk show and send it out in online, you know, email to all the customers that you've had in the last 30 years, should you have their email address, right? You could turn around and you could post it on any number of hundreds or thousands of sites and find that people come in and listen to you. Did we give your phone number yet and how they reach you? Why don't we do that now?
No, the easiest way to reach me is 561-317-2106, or you can call the office number, which goes directly to my phone also, 561-793-7507. We are working on the website, but you can reach me by email, adisk@bellsouth.net.
Awesome. And I always encourage the listeners, you know, connect with me even on the Twitter @SuccessIPES, and you know how to spell it, SuccessIPES. And LinkedIn for the professional services, I'm always under Lori Wilk, which is my, you know, full name. And I am a, what they call a LinkedIn open networker. So for the most part, unless there's a reason, I will, you know, connect back with people that I know or I don't know. And I think that's half the beauty. A lot of people on these social networking sites, they're so worried, well, what if I connect back with somebody that asked me to connect and I don't know them? Well, isn't that really why you go to social networking events, is to meet people that you don't know, in addition to reinforcing relationships with people you do know? Now, you know, you can, before you connect with somebody, read their profile or check out about them or You can Google their name or search them on Bing or one of the other search engines. And if you read something about that person that you do not like, then don't connect with them. But I think we have to really open our eyes and our minds and really understand. It's like sort of like we're pioneers and explorers in this digitally connected world. And should we want, we don't have an excuse, which is really interesting. We don't have an excuse for not finding a way to do stuff. It may not be easy and it may not be what we understand, but for people that are there and they don't know where to start, listen, go down to your library and, you know, check out resources. It could be anything from, you know, books to audios to video to, you know, opening, attending sessions. Look in your own area and see where are people gathering and networking. And when you go to a networking meeting, what about something different of, I'm looking to expand my network online. Would any of you like to join me? And maybe people will start to say, well, yeah, I would like some more help online. I would like to join this social media circle where we could actually boost each other up. And I don't see enough people doing that, of gathering the momentum. Now, you told me recently, Ira, that you're working with a group of people to, you know, take that move to almost like a cooperative kind of area where you have people in different service industries and you help to support each other on a productive basis so that you have an economy of scales of cost. You know, if 8 people or 10 people are sharing advertising, it becomes more affordable than if one person as a solo entrepreneur takes on everything and just can't because everything is just too expensive. So what's your take on that?
Yes, we were in the process of forming an elite service industry group associated to computers, appliance repair, plumbing, air conditioning, electrical, of course, and a couple of other fields such as exterminating or landscaping. And what we do is we are creating a situation that we're supporting each other, we're recommending each other, and we're holding each other accountable for providing the best possible service out there. So when a customer calls, they're not only getting one good company, they're possibly getting 5 or 8 good companies because we're holding each other accountable, and most of us have been in business from 10, 15, 30 years, and we're comfortable with each other on recommending and supporting the situation and bring back that service motto back that we had years ago when we were growing up.
This is so awesome. And for those of you listening in, I'm your host, Lori Wilk. We have been live on this show today. And, you know, when we are on the air and our shows are live, I always tell people that during the show, if you want to call in and you've got questions for me, you want to say hi, and questions for, you know, any of the guests, you know, in the future, if you haven't called in, you know, the numbers are always posted on the screen there at 347-237-5638. I invite you to be a part of our programming. And what we're going to do is we're going to continue to do many social networking events, a lot of hands-on, Ira, that I'm going to, you know, be bringing to communities not only in the U.S., but in many other countries. I've brought hands-on, should be bringing them even like Panama, as well as all here around the U.S., where people can actually get together, they can have their mobile devices and their laptops, they can sit with other people, and they can actually learn some of the things right then and there that they can do online to improve their social networking and their reach and their influence. So until we get together again, folks, it's that time for our show. Be successful and be safe. Goodbye for now. Thank you, Ira. Come join us again.
Thank you. Thank you.